From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon tells Palestinians they have a few months to accept the U.S. peace plan in full, or else he'll take unilateral steps to disengage. First, though, there are two big legal decisions in the war on terrorism today, and the Bush administration will not like either one. In San Francisco, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that prisoners held at Guantanamo Bay, these are detainees from the war in Afghanistan being held in Cuba, the court said the government must grant them access to their own lawyers. In New York, another court said that the government must get a civilian terrorism suspect out of the military court system and into a civilian one. Joining us is Professor Harold Hung-Ju Ko. He's professor of international law and dean designate of Yale University's law school. Professor Ko, two major rulings. We'd like to ask what they mean, and could you start with Guantanamo, please?
Well, I think the U.S. government had been arguing essentially that Guantanamo is a land without law and that alien detainees can be held there without any legal recourse. Guantanamo is outside U.S. territory. You cannot file a writ of what's called habeas corpus to challenge your detention. But what the Ninth Circuit said is that the issue is not whether Guantanamo is in U.S. territory, but whether it's subject to U.S. law. And if U.S. officials are exercising power on Guantanamo under the Constitution, they have to follow the rules of the Constitution, which grant rights through writs of habeas corpus.
All right. And in New York, this is the case of a U.S. citizen, a man named Jose Padilla. He's accused of participating in an alleged bomb plot a year and a half ago in Chicago. The government was holding him as an enemy combatant. He's been in a brig in South Carolina, Navy brig. Explain that ruling, if you may.
In that case, an American citizen was detained at O'Hare Airport in Chicago and has been held incommunicado without right to a lawyer and without ever being charged with a crime. The U.S. government has called him an enemy combatant, but hasn't substantiated why he is one. And what the Federal Court of Appeals in New York said is that U.S. citizens have constitutional rights and that the president cannot detain an enemy combatant, U.S. Enemy combatant, as they're called, indefinitely. There is no authority under the Constitution to do so, and that the laws of the United States actually prohibit it. Congress had passed a statute to prevent U.S. citizens from being detained without congressional authority, and this was essentially designed to prevent a repeat of the Japanese internment. And they said that that law barred what the president was trying to do here.
What can the government do about these two rulings?
Well, I think the government is going to try to take both cases quickly to the U.S. Supreme Court. There's a case in which the Guantanamo issue has already been raised, rising out of the Washington, D.C. federal court, and the San Francisco ruling goes the other way. So I'd expect them to try to join those cases together. There's a ruling from the Virginia federal courts which goes the opposite way from the New York ruling, and I expect that the government will seek to have the New York ruling reviewed and reconsidered.
Would this ruling in Guantanamo be more significant than the one in the New York court simply because there are so many more people held?
Both rulings are significant because they suggest that the courts are skeptical about the extraordinarily broad reach of executive power that the Bush administration has been asserting. They're both saying that there are limits and that there are no lands without law and that there are no people without constitutional rights. And so I think that they will give the administration pause.
Thank you very much. Professor Harold Hung-Ju Ko of Yale University, thanks for speaking with us, Professor.
Thank you.